Welcome to the Sports Report for Thursday, October 17th. I'm Mark Daniels. The news just keeps getting worse for the Green Bay Packers. Backup tight end Ryan Taylor suffered a knee injury against Baltimore. He underwent surgery this week, and he's going to be out a couple of weeks. Randall Cobb's got the broken fibula. Nick Perry, the broken foot. Mike Neal had a bruised shoulder. He did not practice on Wednesday. And that's the day that Mike McCarthy installs his game plan. He had only two healthy outside linebackers to work with.
It was not a lot of fun. So it's something that we had to adjust. It's been a busy 48 hours, clearly. I know my time in the league, just as far as the number of people, as far as the roster moves that we've had to go through the last 2 days. So it's just a lot of adjustment, a lot of planning for different scenarios and things like that. Obviously, personnel groups on both sides of the ball are stressed, and we feel we have a good plan, and we'll be ready to go.
But Aaron Rodgers admits it's going to look a little different.
It's going to be a different type of, potentially a different type of game, and it may not be the prettiest sight, but we just care about winning.
Packers looking for their third in a row as they welcome the Cleveland Browns to Lambeau Field on Sunday. The Browns arrive at 3-3, lost their first two, traded their former number one draft choice, Trent Richardson, the running back to the Indianapolis Colts, bounced back to win a couple in a row, but then lost last week against the Detroit Lions. The Browns are anchored by former Wisconsin Badger left tackle Joe Thomas, perennial Pro Bowler. He's looking forward to playing his first regular season game at Lambeau Field and says, yeah, I'll be bringing a crowd.
We got plenty of fans coming, that's for sure. The tickets that the Packers let us buy are not the premier seat, so I've been encouraging family and friends since this summer to find any way they can to get better tickets, because if you rely on me, they're going to be terrible.
Stuck away at the new upper deck or what?
Yeah, behind that one. All the obstructed view seats.
At least they'll be getting into the ballpark for that one. 3:25, it kicks off Sunday at Lambeau Field. NFL weekend kicks off Thursday night with the Seattle Seahawks at 5-1, traveling to Arizona to meet the 3-3 Cardinals. Dallas Cowboys have cut defensive tackle Jay Ratliff. Failed his physical. They've been haggling over the seriousness of his injury all season. The Detroit Lions defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh fined $31,500 for his hit on Cleveland quarterback Brandon Weeden last week. And the Minnesota Vikings are turning to former Buccaneer quarterback Josh Freeman. They named him the starter for Monday night's game against the Giants. Packers are likely going to see Freeman when they travel to Minneapolis a week from Sunday night. In college football, the football playoff selection committee was announced for 2014 when a playoff system will be implemented. Arkansas Athletic Director Jeff Long will chair that committee, and former Wisconsin coach and current athletic director Barry Alvarez will be a member of that playoff selection committee. To college basketball, the Green Bay Phoenix men are the preseason choice to win the Horizon League regular season title. First time they've been picked number one in almost 20 years. It was the closest ever balloting, just 1 point ahead of number two Wright State. Cleveland State came in third in the preseason balloting. Alec Brown and Kiefer Sykes, both named to the preseason first team all Horizon League. That's the first time a pair of Phoenix players have been named to the first team since they joined the Horizon League. Kendrick Perry of Youngstown State selected as the preseason player of the year choice. And the Marquette Golden Eagles have been picked to win the new Big East Conference, formed with the collection of Catholic schools who were previously a member of the Big East, which disbanded after last season. Now to the baseball playoffs. In Los Angeles, the Dodgers brought the long ball to beat the St. Louis Cardinals 6-4 to pull to within 3-2 of St. Louis for the National League pennant. Adrian Gonzalez hit a pair of home runs for Los Angeles. The second came against former Milwaukee Brewer closer John Axford.
The other home run, I was just, I've always struggled against Axford, so I just told myself, just, look for something middle and go after it, and I was just ran into a curveball. I was able to get it in the air, and, luckily, thank God I got out.
Carl Crawford and A.J. Ellis also go deep as Joe Kelly takes the loss. Matt Holliday went 3-4. Zach Greinke, the winning pitcher, working 7 innings, allowing 2 runs, helped himself with an RBI. Now they're going back to Busch Stadium for Game 6 on Friday night with Clayton Kershaw facing Michael Wacha. St. Louis again up 3-2. It's all even in the American League Championship Series as the Detroit Tigers beat the Boston Red Sox 7-3. They scored 5 runs in the second inning off losing pitcher Jake Peavy. Fister got the win. He went 6 innings, allowed a run with 7 strikeouts. Tigers manager Jim Leyland juggled his batting order, dropping leadoff hitter Austin Jackson from number 1 to number 8, and it worked.
I was laying on my couch at home last night, watching the Dodgers and the Cardinals. And you know, I just kept thinking, because I didn't disagree with anybody saying we needed to do something. I felt like, you know, fans, members of the media, myself, coaching staff, probably the players, if the truth be known, I think something had to be done.
And it was, and it worked. So it's now Game 5 coming Thursday night at Comerica. Matchup of the Game 1 pitchers, Anibal Sanchez, who threw a gem against John Lester. Just two games on the ice, the New York Rangers beat the Washington Capitals 2-0. Henrik Lundqvist with 22 saves for his 46th career shutout said he had some help.
A lot of it was, it just felt like I knew what was going to happen, because the structure we had in our own end was so good, and the way they played in front of me helped me a lot.
And the Anaheim Ducks skated by the Calgary Flames 3-2. NBA preseason, Chicago beats Detroit 96-81 at the United Center. Derrick Rose playing his first home game since his knee surgery. Scored 22 points to lead the Bulls. Toronto, Dallas, Houston, Portland also winning preseason affairs on Wednesday night. There's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.